May God, who has begun the great work in you, bring it to completion. The statement that is made by myself, oftentimes when we are talking about a young man who is coming and dedicating himself to the priesthood or to the diaconate, may God, who has begun the great work in you, bring it to completion. But that great work, which St. Paul directs us all today in the second reading, is really the work of salvation. And there's a confidence in Paul that God, who has begun that great work in each and every one of us, will bring it to completion through the person of Jesus Christ. We take a look at today's gospel from St. Luke. We see he painstakingly takes us through the historical figures of the time. You know, we don't want to scratch our heads. Well, let's get to it. You know, what are we talking about? This is the second Sunday of Advent. Come on, let's talk about, say, why are we going through these figures? It'd be like us talking about, at this point in time, this is the governor, this is the mayor, here are the individuals who are the various religious leaders. Why is he doing that? He's doing it simply because he's grounding it historically. This person of Jesus Christ who is coming is not part of religious imagination. The person who comes in history. And we know what happens to all of us, that we remember those significant moments in history and how they affect us, almost to the fact that many of us can recount where we were or what we were doing when suddenly that historical event that affected all of our lives occurred. I think one immediately that most of us would remember is the impact of 9/11. We could almost remember where we were. We could start to actually talk about the various people that we shared that experience, that first encounter that the United States had been attacked on our soil, in our city. It was a shock. But it was an historical reality, and therefore we can remember those. As a boy, I remember very clearly when the announcement of the Kennedy assassination occurred. I can almost flash back to that moment and that time. Talk about the individuals who were there sharing basically that experience. Why? Because it was a reality. It was an impact that shaped and formed all of us. For many of us as Catholics, I in particular can remember when John Paul II was named the Pope. And I remember that specifically because all of the great pundits had said, oh, someone who's not Italian could never be a Pope. 450 years of Italian. You couldn't have someone here, this person from a Slavic nation becomes Pope. In fact, when the announcement was first made, some thought it was a joke. We remember those moments and why. They shape us. They shape us. But they're also objective realities that suddenly are shared. So Luke is grounding us in an objective reality, an objective historical reality. He's naming people, he's naming individuals, the Gentiles as well as the Jews who were major figures at that time. And why? This is the time that Jesus will come, that Jesus will call us to. And again, not a mythical figure of religious imagination, but a real person who's coming into the world. And this person is a dignitary. He's being characterized as the king. It's the parallel construction here when we are talking now of his herald, who happens to be John the Baptist. John the Baptist, make ready the way. Prepare it. Make straight the paths. not uncommon for any of us to do that if we're going to have a visit from a relative or friend. I used to hate when relatives and friends would come over. You know what that meant? You had to clean up the house, right? Oh my gosh, it was terrible. You know, the little dusting, the floorboards, you know, that you had to, what relative's going to come over and put a white glove on and touch the floorboards? Well, no, not mother. Mother is preparation. Mother is, we've got to have put on our best. We have to make sure that the guest that is coming is received with respect and dignity that is deserved. Make ready the paths. So too, obviously, when they were talking in terms of these areas, they made ready the paths. That means that the roads were then now smooth. You almost kind of think that we're waiting for something here in Wisconsin because we constantly have road construction, don't we? So that great dignitary that comes. And if you go into a city, many of the cities itself will point out certain buildings or areas that were designated to receive somebody of stature that was coming in. Oh, this was done for the exposition, the World's Exposition. Oh, this building was erected when President so-and-so was coming for a visit. What is it? Everything is prepared for the reception of the person who is coming in to be received by us. So the herald, John the Baptist, warns everybody, prepare the way. And there are two ways. The Lord is coming in reality to our world. So as a people, we prepare the way for our Lord, but our Lord is coming also into our hearts. And that means we have to make straight the paths in our hearts. And this is a real Lord, as I said, a real historical figure. And how do you make those paths ready? What is the path that we take in terms of receiving the Lord Jesus Christ? Our Pope gives us the hint with that one as he declares this coming year a year of mercy. As we take a look at the needs that our brothers and sisters have, we take a look at their corporal and spiritual needs. And we take those realities and we shape them. We shape them in a way that reaches out to our brothers and sisters and prepares a pathway in our society to say that Jesus makes a difference, and a pathway into our hearts that says this Jesus reconciles us to a God through love. We prepare ourselves because this is Advent, and Advent is waiting for the approach. Being ready and making sure that in our readiness we see the love of God clearly surrounding us. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.